Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Oh, my goodness. This year is just rolling along. Got some Texas news for you in the next segment.
Okay.
It certainly ties back to the Lone Star State's early roots and days of the Republic that we'll address. But also, we're in the midst of the spring turkey season here in Texas.
Indeed.
Depending upon where you are hunting, which part of Texas, depends on the date. And we've got some seasons that are going to end the end of the month for, like, the one turkey bag limit. Mm-hmm. All right. On May 1st in the South Zone, and then all the way through the 14th, 15th in the North Zone. We always have had Wayne Carlton on.
Yeah.
And he and his son, Mark, have teamed up and created a few years ago Native by Carlton.
I like that.
I have used and learned so much from Wayne over the years. They are building some of the absolute finest turkey calls that I've ever seen. I mean, workmanship, sound, the whole nine yards. And you talk about the apple not falling far from the tree.
Right.
Yeah, that's Mark.
Okay.
We're gonna visit with him about their combined vision and goals for Native by Carlton, nativebycarlton.com. Plus, get some tips from the younger version of Carlton.
There we go.
Boy, I tell you what, through osmosis and other means, you know, he just learned from the best.
Well, you have said the apple has not fallen far from the tree.
Yeah, yeah. He grew up around it. You know?
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Right.
So we've got that, plus a whole lot more. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And at the top of the program, mentioned a little Texas history, if you will. Mm-hmm. On Thursday of this week.
Yes.
San Jacinto Day.
We won again.
We did. Yes, we did. We did. Right, 186 years ago. Mm-hmm. Force of was it like 900 and something men? It's interesting, whether it's at the Alamo or Goliad or right. San Jacinto, the numbers are ever-changing, you
know. Right. But still.
But defeated General Santa Anna's Mexican army of some 1,200 men. And what's interesting is 630 Mexicans soldiers were killed, 730 taken prisoner, against only 9 of the 910 in this report. Texans were killed or mortally wounded, and 30 were wounded less seriously. I've always wondered, who were the 9?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, we hear about the notables.
Yeah, we would assume there would be a record of that.
But there is.
Okay.
And at the top of the list, of course, Major General Sam Houston was wounded severely, being shot in the ankle. And 3 horses shot out from underneath him, or 2 at least. But just curious as to who died. And Lemuel Blakely, a private, was killed. Then we have, hang on, because I'm having to go through this roster, an L. Cooper was killed, and a K.B. Brigham was killed at San Jacinto. And then we need to move to the next page because we have...
We'd have to run through all 900?
No, it's not 900. We're only talking about those that were killed.
Well, I'm sorry, but you got this big list you're going through.
Yeah. No, it's the killed and wounded here.
Oh, okay.
First Lieutenant J.C. Hale was killed. First Sergeant Thoreau Fowle. Then we have Dr. William Motley was wounded severely, but then died from his wounds.
Okay.
A.R. Stevens also died from wounds. And Lieutenant Colonel J.C. Neal of the Artillery Division was wounded and also died. So, interesting that those names, there is a record of them, but when we talk about history and that particular battle, obviously the victory is most important. Nothing mentioned. Didn't see any Hispanic names here, and the only reason I mention that is some people will go, they wonder about Juan Seguin's group.
Right.
Okay, and of course, they were protected. General Sam did not want them to participate out of concern that they, through friendly fire, might be, you know, shot.
Ah.
And the way that they overcame that, and has been historically confirmed, they put playing cards in their hats to acknowledge them as part of the Texas Army.
Okay,
so, you know, interesting stuff. Yeah. So, I thought that was rather interesting. Had a few phone calls from last week's show.
Mm-hmm.
People wanting to know, where did Bill catch the big lake trout? And these are 30 to 40.
Yeah.
And just real quick, no Nacho Lake in Northwest Territories, in Canada's Northwest Territories.
Mm-hmm.
About 70 miles south of the Arctic Circle. Phenomenal place. Glacial Lake. Their website is nonacho.com.
Okay.
What you got?
Well, I've got something about, you know, keeping our eyes out because Biden's first nominee to head the ATF was withdrawn because a lot of we voters got a hold of our senators and went, no. Well, he's done it again. So a couple of weeks ago, Biden announced the nomination of Stephen Dettelbach as the director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, subject to Senate confirmation. With him, Biden's chosen another opportunity to double down on his attempt to put gun control advocates in charge of this agency, which is responsible for regulating the firearms industry. David Chapman was the first one, but he failed to achieve enough support. But like like him, Dettelbach is a dedicated gun controller with a background that proves he would be neither fair nor objective as head of the ATF. When running for the Ohio Attorney General position in 18, he endorsed gun bans, restriction on lawful firearm transfers, further expansion of prohibitions on who can lawfully possess a firearm. In short, it's unclear what gun control measures he doesn't support. So you folks out there might want to contact your U.S. Senator's office and say boo to Dettelbach, because it'll help.
Yeah, that's really something in this day and age that we have to be aware of, not only what's going on here in Texas.
That's right.
But in the other 49 states, it's it's pretty scary. It really is with what is not being done. And again, we applauded him last week.
Yes.
Additional kudos going to Governor Greg Abbott.
Okay.
The buses continue to roll.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. We talk about during the wintertime, the trout stocking that takes place in area ponds.
Right.
Well, when it gets warm, trout can't, you know, sustain themselves. So they switch over to catfish.
Oh.
And catfish are now being stocked in area ponds. So you went after your rainbow trout, or you can go to TPWD's website and check that out and go catch you some catfish.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. You got anything else?
No.
No? Well, then we're going to take a break because we know how Wayne Carlton has been in years past of running long.
Yes.
And so we're going to make sure we got plenty of room for his son, Mark Carlton, later in the program. Y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And folks, some of those names include Night Ride, Steiner.
Yes.
You know, just if it's out there, they've looked at it, they've vetted it, and they're carrying the best.
And I'm here to tell you, it works.
Yeah.
It really works. Amazing.
It really is. And here's something else that you need to be aware of. I don't care how good Third Coast Thermal is. They, like others, are at the mercy of the manufacturers and shipping.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
Yes, we are in April. You may want to do something this fall or this summer. You better get out and get your hands on it now.
Correct.
Because as you know, and we've talked about this often,
right?
There is a learning curve.
Indeed,
you go
there is.
Through.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. You were making comment that just trying to understand not only the distance, but the size,
correct,
you know, of the animal,
right,
is something that's real different.
Right.
And you know, they take the time to visit with you. I mean,
indeed they do.
They go around and do seminars at conservation groups, at retail locations. I mean, these guys are really, really involved. And that's Clifford and David Cheadle. Go to their website and check out all their product lines at thirdcoastthermal.com. Then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
It's fun to rule the night. It really is. Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend and on Monday. First, three of four best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two good ones. Thursday slips to fair, with next Friday rebounding to good. Next Saturday is the fourth of the four best days of the week. Next Sunday's rated as good. This weekend, on Saturday and Sunday, we should see game actively feeding from either side of sunrise until late afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, we'll have this most active period occurring from late morning until late afternoon. This Saturday, April the 23rd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. By next Saturday, April the 30th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Monday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
All right, on the coast, windy weather's in the forecast. Open Bay fishing is blown out. It's that time of year, folks. You need to find protected water, regardless of where you're fishing. And, you know, check your calendar, check your tables, and have a plan A, B, C, and D as to where you may go, because what you may find when you launch or you drop your boat in your water from the sling of your swanky endo, may have to adjust because the wind has shifted.
They do shift sometimes.
Oh, they certainly do. Yeah. The mid-coast area is really unique once you get, Matagorda on southward, because the influence of bays is less. That's not to say that you can't find good fishable water in the upper coast or Lake Calcasieu. You just need to go back into the marsh areas that's protected by the grasses and it's more shallow to fish. But from the mid-coast on, you've got the barrier islands that are protecting you from the strong prevailing southeast breezes and can tuck in behind, say, Matagorda or St. Joe, Mustang, Padre Islands, and, you know, get in there and find some fishable water. Plus, it's got grass that at night when the wind does lay, it filters out, you know, some of the sediment. Topwater lures, we got some flooded tides that have been starting to show in some areas, some big fish. Captain Joey Farah has been pulling out some great fish from the mid-coast area. Don't forget, we've got a new regulation as to size limit, you know. And then on down toward the lower Laguna Madre, water's even warmer, warming up, and you've got South Padre Island, in which you can get in behind. On days that the wind is light, you owe it to yourself to go out to some of the reefs, some of the wrecks in state waters, out to 9 nautical miles for red snapper. Okay. And that's just a prelude of what's going to come here over the next few weeks and months. What's going on in Area Lakes?
Well, I'm going to take a peek here. Okay, let's go to East Texas, Conroe. Crappie are good in 14 to 28 feet of water on Orange Monkey. Milk crappie jigs and crappie magnets in Shownuff on standing timber. Okay, laydowns, brush piles. Many hits on minnows in the deeper water. Black bass are good dead sticking weightless sinkos close to bulkheads. Multiple buck bass have been caught off beds using creature baits in 3 to 8 feet of water early in the morning, then moving deeper in the afternoon. Creature baits and rattle traps are working. Fork. Lake Fork crappie fishing has been really good this past week. We're seeing fish scattered from 2 to 25 feet of water for the spring spawn. Trees along the main Lake Creek channels in 9 to 21 feet of water are producing numbers and big fish. Reports of shallow fish being caught in 3 to 8 feet on stumps, brush, and laydowns. Finally, catching some spawned out fish, we should have plenty more time before the fish head back out to deeper water. Jigs will produce well this time of year, but minnows are still working. Lake of the Pines. Crappie are good in up to 15 feet of water on brush piles using jigs or minnows. Catfish are good on cut bait or cheese bait in 5 feet. Sand bass are excellent north of the 259 bridge and below the dam. Livingston. Catfish are good moving shallow with a steady bite on cut shad. Nackinich. Many buck bass are up shallow. We've seen large girls doing their parade along the shore and in the shallow ditches. Red-colored lizards, craws, and creatures are in order. We're choking on the overabundance of grass. Good for the bass, but tough for the bass fishing. Sam Rayburn, bass are good with some shallow on beds using soft plastics and some transitioning back out to points and ledges. Use Carolina rigs, jigs, and crankbaits. Crappie are good shallow in the cypress trees with some transitioning to main lake brush piles. Toledo Bend. The main lake is clear, 64 degrees. Back feeder creeks are stained, but the lake has come up a foot this week. Water's up on the buck brush and freshly mowed yards. The bass will be feeding in the new vegetation along the banks where insects and bugs have washed into the lake. Use topwater imitations like popping frogs, buzz baits, spinner baits, wacky worms, lizards, and don't forget those swim jigs and big swim baits. Crappie are disappearing from the shallows and are heading back to the deeper water and brush piles. The shad are starting to spawn along the shores and wood structures. Catfish spawn should not be far behind. Limestone. Crappie are good in 4 feet or less on minnows. Largemouth bass are good in less than 3 feet of water on jigs, Texas rigs, and chatterbaits. Palestine. Bass are uptight bedding in 1 to 2 feet of water. Crappie are good in the shallows on the north end using minnows and jigs. Richland Chambers. Reports of crappie in the shallows around Fisherman's Point Marina are coming in, and some folks are catching nice stringers of fish. Most report that minnows are the best bait of choice in 2 to 4 feet of water. These fish will be there for the next week or so doing their springtime spawn. And Whitney, striped bass are good using live bait and artificials, such as swim baits and umbrella rigs in 20 to 40 feet of water. Striped bass can be caught throughout the reservoir.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio way, where Amistad Reservoir. Catfish, channel catfish have been good in 35 to 49 feet of water on punch bait. Blue catfish are holding in 60 feet of water. Sound like catfish and Big Friendly are still deep. Largemouth bass are around the edges of hydrilla. And folks, when you fish the hydrilla on Amistad, be sure and throw a topwater bait. Have seen bass come up from 25 foot.
Whoa.
You know, to bust a topwater, you know, on the surface. Some fish are on beds. However, most spawning is on deeper ledges. Texas rig plastics and crawl pattern are working in 5 to 15 feet of water. Brawnig, hadn't talked about this reservoir in a while. Largemouth bass remain good around the reeds on dark-colored jigs and soft plastics. Moving slightly offshore during the midday sun, Choke Canyon bass are excellent on square bills, spinner baits, and Texas rig 10-inch worms near the grass. The frog and spinner bite is good upriver. Crappie are excellent over brush piles with live minnows. For our friends down the valley, or those of you that fish falcon, bass are good on chatterbaits, creature baits, and spinner baits. Crappie are good on submerged timber and spawning by the dam. Brownwood bass are good with catches to 7.5 pounds on jigs, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. And then Allen Henry, crappie are good in 5 to 20 feet of water. That'll give you an idea of the transition that's taking place there. Ivy, largemouth bass are good shallow as the spawn season is upon us. Actually, it has been upon us for many weeks. And don't forget about that deep spawn in flats 25 feet and deeper. Finally, Meredith, bass are good in shallows on minnows and artificials. Walleye are good from the bank to 30 feet of water on minnows, crawlers, and artificial baits. And Harold?
Yes.
Walleye fry were stocked this past week, so more fish to be caught.
How long does it take for them to get eating size?
About that long.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really pretty quick, huh? Okay, let's go to the hill country. Big Lake Buckhannon. Bass are excellent in the backs of the coves. Find the shad and you'll find the fish shallow. Striped bass are good with topwaters and swim baits. White bass are good with some topwater action using jigging spoons. Canyon. Bass are very good on the lower end in the middle of the lake in Corps of Engineer brush piles and around grass. Biting on drop shots, Carolina rigs, crankbaits, or your favorite plastic in watermelon candy color. Striped bass and white bass are good at night in the green lights near marinas. Crappie are good up the river in the hardwoods and on live minnows. Travis, bass are good using a spinning rod with small swim baits on a small jig head along rocky shorelines with wind, docks, and marinas. White bass are good on windblown banks using small swim baits and little slab spoons.
All right, mentioned this earlier, but we'll run down them one last time today. The eastern turkey season. This is limited opportunities in East Texas. We'll run through May 14. The one turkey bag limit in 10 counties runs through April 30th. The South Zone spring turkey season runs through May 1, and the North Zone turkey season runs through May 15. Coming up on May 1, your favorite.
What's that?
East Texas squirrel season.
Okay.
We'll run the entire month of May. So take a youngster out. Grab a 22 or a 20 gauge and go get you some squirrel to chicken fry.
Chicken fried, absolutely.
All right, you've been on or off-road?
Well, I have been on the road mainly, but you're going to love it. It's a full electric plug-in.
Yeah.
One of the neatest vehicles I've driven, Olson. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I'm a big fan of Kia and Hyundai. I've said that before. They just build great stuff, great value. But this is the new, spanking new, 2022 EV6 GT line all-wheel drive from Kia. Scary fast. Fabulous handling. Drop-dead gorgeous. This is one of the best-looking cars I have ever seen.
But it's electric.
It's electric. Okay, just to answer your question, it will save you over $3,500 in fuel costs over 5 years.
Bull.
Probably more now at the price of gas. But anyway, I'm just, hey, okay. They bring them to me, I drive them. All right.
I understand. I got you.
But, I mean, it really is drop-dead gorgeous. It was a steel matte gray with a black interior, and it just, I mean, I was really impressed. A lot of good technology, forward collision avoidance assist, blind spot collision avoidance, rear cross traffic collision avoidance, lane keeping, parking a warning, parking distance avoidance, safe exit assist, highway driving assist, remote smart parking. I mean, it's all kind of cool stuff. Smart key? Ooh, yeah. Dual panoramic 12.3-inch displays for navigation. Just very cool to look at. Augmented reality head-up display. It's like driving a jet fighter. The GT line, extra goodies on it. 20-inch alloy wheels with a black finish. 274-mile all-electric range. That's 274 miles. Heat pump, heated steering wheel, heated outboard rear seats. Good stuff. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous car. Base is 55, loaded 58. If you're thinking about, you know, looking at electric, look at this because they got the best warranty in the business. The Kia EV6 GT line all-wheel drive for 2022.
And just to clarify my comments on this. No knock on these manufacturers. Good people.
Right.
I have no doubt that they're good-looking vehicles. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the truth about what it takes to service electric and the impact, not only pre, but potential post that is unknown,
understand.
That's the accountability that many of us are looking for.
I truly believe that.
I mean, if they were the money that they put in R&D for electric vehicles, put it into better economy, better production, you know, on the fuel side, where would we be?
I don't know.
You know.
I'm just wondering, too, are you still a flat earther?
Never was.
I got a giggle out of Bob on that one.
Never was.
Just kidding.
Never was. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back to reality to doing some hunting for turkey. Elk and other critters with Mark Carlton, Native by Carlton, right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, number of reasons you need to be feeding Fortified Cottonseed. Number one, the vitamin package gives what Mother Earth is not provided naturally in all the different ecosystems across Texas, New Mexico, Midwest, and beyond, okay? The other is the 2-to-1 cost savings, minimum.
Over protein.
Over a protein right. feed program, right. all right? You can feed it whether you're a high fence or whether you're a low fence. There are elk that are coming to it showing a real, real change in northeast Colorado.
Oh.
Okay, up around Mascaro and Roy, south of Raton, in an area where they just haven't quite gotten over the hump in antler development size. Mm-hmm. We're seeing some improvement on those free-ranging animals there. We've got bucks that continue to replenish what they lost during the rut.
Right.
We got mama deer that are carrying babies. They're going to be putting them on the ground. They're going to need to be producing milk, lactating to feed them so that they can get their legs to run away from predators. Just a complete story. Go to their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com and then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. Over the years, fun times with Wayne Carlton.
Several years.
Oh, many years. I mean, this dates back to like the 80s. Mm-hmm. It's been fun catching up with his son, Mark. The two of them have teamed up and created Native by Carlton, their website, nativebycarlton.com. And in talking to Mark, he was relaying his experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting Osceola, Eastern, Rios, Merriam's, and how many times he was the guy behind the camera and also learned through osmosis.
There we go. Okay.
But they've got just a phenomenal, some of the best looking calls, but still with that quality Carlton tuning. Mark Carlton, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Mark, this is Harold. I mean, Bill hit the nail on the head, too. He's talking about the tuning, you know, because it doesn't matter how good it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's how good it works, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Well,
and everybody's making some great-looking stuff nowadays. There's so many custom guys out there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the thing always sticks in my head right now is, does it sound like it's worth it?
Right.
You know, I've got some of your new calls, and I loved the stuff from Carlton Calls and Hunting Stuff, mm-hmm. the old company.
Right.
This stuff is just beyond, and I was showing him on the, not the Super Tramp, the glass call. This is on the Thin Lizzy, and the woodwork on the back of this wood pot on a friction call is just absolutely phenomenal. I mean, these are some new wrinkles that y'all have come up with.
Trying to, you know, when we were coming back into business, we wanted to do something different. And, you know, calls in general have matured so much in the last 40 years that, you know, what's the next thing that you're kind of going towards? So, we kind of wanted to do something that was a little bit more custom, but still embrace what our background was and everything that we knew.
Yeah, the bill's being irritating. Let me ask you this. This is very important. Growing up, did Wayne drive you nuts in the house blowing all those calls and stuff?
Yeah. No. Absolutely. But, I mean, that was normal, man. Everybody's, you know, that comment's always come up a lot. Like, man, what was it like growing up with that guy?
Right.
You know, it was... It was constantly noisy in one fashion or the other.
Well, you're asking about Mark and then his sister Rachel.
Oh, okay.
But what about Linda? You know, Mark's mother. She kind of had her hands full with you know, strong personality of Mr. Carlton.
Well, did they have a special call for you kids? Like it's time for supper or time to come in?
Right. I will say all the doors here closed really well after a while. They were all dense, heavy doors.
The website is nativebycarlton.com, and I want to talk about box calls, but listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program.
Yeah, we better talk about how to.
We're going to get this breakout a little bit early so we have more time on the backside. So, Mark, if you would hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we're talking turkey. We're going to talk some elk hunting and other type of calling with Mark Carlton from Native by Carlton right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years. And when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
We're visiting with Mark Carlton, Native by Carlton. He and his father, Wayne Carlton, have created this new company. Mark, I'm looking at two box calls, and I remember years ago when your dad was schooling me on using calls, the way to hold a call, the way to use it. This small call always was great. But there's two, and it's different wood. And to my ear, this is giving different sounds. Am I hearing this correctly? Is there different sounds in the different?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. You know, and it's one of those deals, like I think in turkey calling, I always try to have some different voices. We didn't want to overload on boxes, but you're right, that cedar box that we've had, that little bitty small cedar box, was always so consistent and such a popular call with everybody that we had to bring it back. And then we wanted to add in a second voice so guys had second options in their bag.
Looking at some of the locator calls, and this carries over into some of your reeded elk calls, the acrylic housing or base, I mean, are just gorgeous. I mean, this, you walk into a sporting goods store and you look at the showcase, and you're going to go, wow.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
I just wanted to do something better, you know, especially like on that crow call. We wanted something that had a ton of volume to it, and we were struggling with trying to build that into a wood barrel because we kept splitting the barrels. So we ended up having to make the barrels bigger and thicker, but it really dampened the sound. So by going to acrylic, one, we can make everything so much smaller and so much crisper that you can maximize the volume on them. But at the same time, too, the tone was just excellent.
Yeah, Mark,
it doesn't absorb anything. It really slams through it.
Sorry, people that either have not used calls before or thinking about using calls, kind of briefly, just quick, explain the shock calls, what that does.
Well, turkeys, I mean, it's a deeper conversation on the turkeys deal. But to locate turkeys, we want to use some kind of shock call. So a lot of times that ends up being a crow call or an owl hooter. Uh-huh. Out west, we kind of modify that. We use coyote howlers has gotten to be a big thing out here for us, and even using like cow elk calls out here. They're used to that. So something that just kind of punches them a little bit sideways, something they're not expecting a lot of times, will trigger that response and get them to gobble.
You know, your dad has such a phenomenal reputation, and as I've gotten to know you and your vision for this new company and seeing the products, I want to compliment you because you're being Mark Carlton. You're not being Wayne Carlton. You know, you're not trying to be your dad or whatever standards, you know, he had, which sometimes sons, you know, children will fall into that trap. But some of the ideas that you're coming up with and the marketing side, that's a new strength to this company, isn't it?
No, I think it is. But, you know, growing up, that was always where I was at, too, where Dad was always on doing sales and on the road doing seminars and being great at what he was great at.
Right.
You know, my deal was in back on development and building stuff and repetition and figuring out how things worked the way that they did. And it kind of, at the time, it was a really good fit. We didn't kind of realize it played into itself the way that it did. But, you know, that's kind of established myself, too. As it's gone on, I've become much more of a craftsman on what we do. And, you know, that's kind of become the identity of where we're at now with Native.
Boy, both of you acknowledging your strengths, you know, and playing to both of them. I mean, that is a true testament. And it's always fun when I call the office, you know, and your sweet mama, you know, will sometimes answer the phone, you know. Still, it's still obviously a family-run operation. Taking this, and let's move from turkey hunting to elk hunting. I mean, we're on the tail end of our turkey season here in Texas, starting to get ready for elk season, August, September, October, in that time frame. Are you all seeing a shortage of product where there's a chance that you all are having inventory shortfalls, or are you having that issue right now?
We're suffering a little bit from it. You know, it definitely is an industry-wide deal. When you start talking to the other manufacturers and guys that are in the business, it definitely is becoming an issue. We're managing it pretty good so far. I think our parts and pieces are small enough, and we're doing enough of it domestically at home that we're kind of diverting from having too many issues. But it's definitely affecting everybody.
I'm looking at some of the reeded, and I think on the website they're called acrylic belled barrel calls for elk, and it looks to me like this may be expanding on the old fighting cow call where you were whining like a cow with an old call. Is that the idea behind some of these reeded calls for elk?
It is. So we've taken that same old platform that we had, and we just tried to elaborate on it and try to make it better. I mean, we had years of making, you know, 20,000 of these a year. And, you know, we got plenty of feedback, of course, in 20 years' time. So when we got back into this, we said, all right, we know that this is good, but how can we make it better? So we started fitting them out with acrylics, different size barrels, different options. And we did stuff everywhere from lower end, like we're even doing a more of a price point part with acrylic where I think we're at like $40 on one. But we also have keepsake elk calls that we do that's like a custom ivory set and in an ivory band that runs all the way up to almost $500. So we're kind of all over the board there.
Yeah, Mark, I know in the past there were how-tos. You got somebody that wants to get into this or they want to get better at it. Do you all still have, you know, training or something online or YouTube or DVDs or something?
Not as much as we need to. I would say, though, for everybody that's listening, I mean, kind of stay tuned because that's our main focus right now is really getting in gear on that this year and getting more content out there on stuff. I think it's pretty lax out there in general on just good education. But we plan on working hard here the next few months on having a really good lineup of getting started on stuff.
Let me share a story with you that I shared with your dad years ago. Had one of the box calls, one of the small cedar box calls, and was at my father-in-law's ranch, and we have, you know, some Rio Grande turkey. Saw them, and this is like June, July, well after the season's over. And I started yelping at them. They didn't respond. I started cutting on that box call. Mm-hmm. And I fired up the gobblers at a time when you would normally not think they were vocal.
Okay.
Now, fast forward a few years, I'm in Vermejo Park, Vermejo Valley, in the Val Vidal in New Mexico. And we're building a campfire, and it's windy. And I start whining on that fighting cow call, like your reeded version from Native by Carlton. And sometimes you think you hear something. Mm-hmm. And I did it again, and my son, Billy, came around. He goes, did you hear that? And I go, what? He goes, you didn't hear that?
Okay.
It was a bull. This was July 4th weekend. About a 60% grown-out bull walked out 450 yards away on a ridge and looked right at us.
Yeah.
These animals are more vocal throughout the year than I think a lot of people think. Wouldn't you all agree? Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
And this gives you an opportunity, maybe when they're not as responsive, to test your skills or try different things. You can't hunt them, so you're not really doing anything other than seeing what works and doesn't work.
And carrying on a conversation.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It absolutely works.
Yeah.
We haven't asked you to get on the calls or anything, but when it comes to going back to turkey as we wrap this up, box call, friction call, diaphragms, where is your strength? What's your go-to arsenal?
Whatever the turkey likes. Like, I don't have a favorite call. I get this question all the time.
Right.
I really don't. I don't care whether it's a diaphragm or box or slay. I like whatever the turkey likes, man. I'll go through the entire vest. Usually there's something there. I always make sure I got two diaphragms that sound completely different, two slates that sound completely different, two box calls that sound completely different, because I want to throw everything out there that I can, because one thing may trip the trigger versus the other one. So same deal on turkey, same deal on elk. I always try to keep some different options out there for them to hear, because it makes a difference. I think they get tuned in. I think they get used to hearing the same thing, so I like throwing different stuff at them. You know, and everything, everybody has a plan until it doesn't work. You know, everything has a place and purpose, but when you got to change gears, change gears.
Oh, there are more tips from these people, yeah. and Mark is definitely new blood and new ingenuity, you know, that's going to be fun to see you develop, you and your dad develop this company. Mark, we're out of time, but we're going to have to do this again because, hey, we got deer season, we got predators, we got a whole lot of other critters we'd love to call, you know?
Yep, absolutely, man. I appreciate it. I look forward to it.
All right. The company, Native by Carlton, website, nativebycarlton.com, or you can give them a call, and the office number is, if it will come up, 970-240-3075. Hey, Mark, tell your folks, your sister, everybody we said hi down here in Texas, okay?
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys. Take care.
Right. Thank you, Mark. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, let's get ready here. April 28th, the Brazos Valley Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet. I choked up. And Brian, go to rmef.org for info. April 29th, Seguin Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Seguin. Obviously, ducks.org. You know, I wish we had more events. But any of those that come up, support them, because last year was really tough, you know, on a lot of these organizations, and 20 was even rougher. So they need your help. And go to one of these great events in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, of course, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. That is TEXAS20. Again, 20% off anything they've got online and free same-day shipping. Hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Mark Carlton. Native by Carlton, he and his dad, Wayne, have started a new company. And I am so excited to see the quality of the product, but the new innovations and the marketing that's being done. Really excited. And in just talking to Mark, every time I talk to him, it's like there's something new.
Yeah.
There's something else, you know, that
which
you can check out the April issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. There's a story that Mark and I teamed up on, just some turkey tips, a little history of our relationship. And, it's on sale, or give the office a call.
Well, thanks for sharing your brochure with me, too, by the way. That's some good-looking stuff.
Oh, it is phenomenal.
I'm surprised you didn't make more noise today. You had your toys with you.
Hey, you know, I bow down to the masters, you know, and the Carlton's family certainly is that.
Anyway, friends, do remember to check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, plus the shows. You know, if you say, what did he say about Carlton? Just go on the site, and at the top where it says listen to our show, click on it, and everything's archived there. There's all the dates, all the guests. You can go to it. You can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio anytime, and also Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That helps build the audience. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers, Texas Outdoor News.